in the office when she was reading them, and I just said, like, hey, could I read these applications? She said, absolutely. So I read them, and I decided in that moment that what I want to do is do what I did for the confirmation kids last year and what I'll do this year. I want to highlight each of them because these are three remarkable young adults. And I have to tell you, I read all three of them back to back, which I shouldn't have done because by the time I was done, I was exhausted. And I'm not even living their lives. So, Lauren, your application was the one that made me laugh out loud in my office all by myself. So thanks for that. You shared that you were on council a year, 2 years ago. And I did the math in my head, because I'm smart like that. I did the math in my head and realized that you were on council during the transition time. Yeah, you saw some stuff. Yeah, I know. I was at enough meetings that I know. But what you said that made me laugh was, I really enjoyed it. You, my friend, saw the sausage being made, and you still enjoyed it. And you said, I wish I could have done more. It was remarkable. I have loved getting to know you over the last year. The first time I think that we really worked together was during Vacation Bible School. And I remember watching you, and you were just like covered in children all the time. And you were smiling about it. You have that spirit where kids just come to you. They know that you're a safe person. They know that you care about them and that you love them. And that goes for adults, too, although adults don't hang all over you. That would just be weird, right? Yeah, give her a hug, but don't hang all over her, okay? You said in your application that volunteering doesn't even feel like work. I have really loved working with you, whether it's at the Halloween party that we had here inside impromptu, the ChristNet. How much fun was that? It's handing out the crosses and the chocolate at the nursing home. It's been a delight. And you're right, volunteering doesn't feel like work because you're volunteering according to the gifts that God has given you to be with people. And one of the best parts about volunteering is relationship building. You know, I was so delighted when we got back and had pizza after visiting the nursing homes. I was sitting with Melissa and Keith and some of the kids, and I looked over and I saw you and Allie with like the older kids, Alicia and Emily, and you were laughing and talking and building those relationships. And I looked over and I saw the younger kids like Sam and Chris and Mason and Rowan and sitting there doing the same thing, laughing and talking and building those relationships. That's the blessing of volunteering. And I am so thankful that I've had those opportunities with you. Matt, what do you say about Matt? Yeah, I can honestly say you are my favorite male Graver triplet. I'm not lying. Matt, you were on council when I started last year. And I don't think, Keith and Bill can attest to this, and Tammy, I don't think you said one word in a meeting the whole time. You were just like this strong, silent type. But outside of those meetings, you have such a wit. Like, you challenge me to be even funnier than I am. Whether it's, you know, at Christmas, you know, celebrating my first Christmas Eve, and you're like, we should do the wave. Woo! Which you didn't, so. Or Ash Wednesday, when I was eating my dinner before worship, and you and Abby came up to me and said, Pastor, the screens aren't working. And I looked at you, and I said, I was scheduled to panic at 6:25, and you said, we're right on schedule then. I really enjoy your wit and your heart. You know, in your application, you said you do whatever job needs to get done. You just keep showing up to things, whether it's at work or here at church. You coach young runners so that they can love running as much as you. I love that part of your application where Matt talked about coaching younger runners so that they can avoid injury and so that they can love it, love the sport as much as he does. And you just qualified for state, right? Congratulations. I'm impressed that anybody can run that fast when no one scary is chasing them. Congratulations, Matt. Allie. I have so loved getting to know you as well. You talk so much about wanting to take your faith into the world, you know, to take the lessons that you have learned here and take with you into college. I, too, have enjoyed, I've enjoyed getting to know you as well. You are such a patient person. I don't know, your parents might disagree with that. But I've never seen you, like, rattled or flustered. You know, even when we were doing the Fat Tuesday pancake dinner, in which, you know, Matt made amazing scrambled eggs, and Lauren made amazing pancakes, your poor griddle just wasn't up to the task. So Lauren is standing there. She's flipping pancake after pancake after pancake. She is burying Allie in pancakes. And Allie's like, one, one. But you didn't complain. You didn't get flustered. You didn't just throw your spatula down and walk out like, I'm done. You hung in there. You hung in there. And I was so grateful for that. And I was also thankful for the opportunity to joke with you about it. But you also keep showing up. I'm so excited that you're going to a place, and I'm not going to be the spoiler. I'm so glad that you're going to a place in your next life where you will be able to pray with your diving coach before a meet. I'm so excited that you want to take the lessons about life and faith that you have learned here and take them with you into the world, because that, my friend, is how the world is changed. One person taking their faith out at a time. Now, of course, this isn't just about my favorite Graver triplets. This is also about our story, the story of St. Thomas. They moved here when they were 4 years old, and they were not baptized here. But part of our call as a body of Christ is that no matter where somebody is baptized, we commit to helping raise them in faith. Right? So somebody could be baptized in Kentucky or Alabama or California or Switzerland, and if they come here, our job is to continue to give them open doors, give them opportunities to serve, invite them to do things like read and light candles, serve in worship, help at Vacation Bible School, help with the mulch, June 2nd, by the way, help. That's what this community of faith has done for the Gravers since they were 4 years old. And it's a wonderful thing to see the people that they have become, the young adults that they have become, and we will go with them into the world as they go to college. Now, Allie, Matt, and Lauren, as much as I would like to keep you here, in fact, I'm tempted when you guys get packed up and ready to leave for college, I'm tempted to call the police department and say, like, can you open the bridges? I'll let you know when you can close them. I'm not going to. As much as we want to keep you here, we are going to send you out into college, into the world, which is, spoiler alert, really different than Grosse Isle. Amen? Yeah. So I want to send you out with these life tips. First, have fun. Legal fun and not too much fun. Am I right, Mark and Nancy? Yeah. That was such a mom look. Have fun. These are going to be some of your best years. And for the first time in your life, you're not going to be in the same classes at the same schools, right? Have fun. Enjoy getting to know people. Some of my best friends are the ones that I made in college. It is an intense, rich, wonderful time. Continue to work hard, but not too hard. Remember to have fun. You all, just keep showing up and doing stuff. Keep at it. Don't slack off now, my friend. Set a goal and keep working at it, but don't let that become your entire life. You go out with our blessing and our prayers. We have been enriched to know you, to watch you grow up, and we are excited to hear all the stories that you have when you come back for Christmas and Thanksgiving, Easter. Amen.